Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Artists who face challenges, whether physical, developmental, or emotional, find a welcoming space at Make Studio. This month marks 8 years that the nonprofit has been fostering a creative, inclusive community for artists. Make Studio also provides access to materials, studio space, and exhibition prospects. Art therapist Kathy Goucher, who co-founded Make Studio, is here to tell us more. Welcome, Kathy.
Why, thank you. It's great to be here.
And Erica Clark, who is a member artist of Make Studio, is also with us. Welcome to On the Record, Erica.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to have you. Kathy, what inspired you to create Make Studio 8 years ago?
Well, I didn't do it alone. I did it with two wonderful partners, Jill Scheibler and Stefan Balschmidt. And the three of us really felt there was an important need for Baltimore to have a community space, professional art space, for adults with disabilities to do what they were already doing out in the community but didn't have the same access to sales opportunities, exhibition opportunities, and professional materials and space on an ongoing basis.
How did you and your partners, what was it you had experienced that made you know that?
I'm an art therapist, and so I have a very strong belief in the power of art to be transformative in lives. And my partners, Jill and Stefan, worked with Art Enables in D.C., but there was no similar space here in Baltimore to do this work. Additionally, as an art therapist, I was seeing many of my artists going out into the world from St. Elizabeth School, namely, and other locations, going out into the world and still doing the wonderful art that I knew them to do, but not having that space to show their work, to come together with other artists, and to really express their own artist identity.
So this is artists at work. This is not art therapy.
Correct. It is artists at work. It is informed by our art therapy training. Jill and I are both art therapists, but it is community arts-based studio.
Tell me more about the difference between what, as you said, you're an art therapist, so people hear about this and they might think, okay, this is art therapy.
In art therapy, we're working with individuals with a variety of challenges to be expressive of internal thoughts and feelings, experiences through art, using art in product and process to be expressive of that. It's not art for sale or for public consumption generally. In the art studio, we take that same sensitivity to knowing how to work and support people with disabilities and challenges to do the art, but we are helping them with the with sales in mind, an exhibition in mind. And so taking our training in terms of being able to best support them, but helping the art to get to market.
Erica, how did you learn about Make Studio?
Well, Make Studio, sometimes they get news spots for our local news flavor segments, and my mom ended up coming across one of these one day, and she taped it, and she got me to watch it. So from then, we looked up Make Studio, we learned more about it, and incoming artists to Make Studio, people who are interested in being prospective artists, they often come in and talk with Kathy or Stefan or Jill or any other staff member that may be present during that day. And they come in for a tour on the studio day and come in on a basis so that we can see the artists at work during that day and get a feel for what a studio day might be like.
Why did it seem appealing to you?
Well, I was getting into art at the time. I was at a perfect age for getting into new programs because I was at a transitioning age from high school to college age and to where more programs start being available. Though not all the ones that are available at 21, but some programs. And that's often an important time period for those with disabilities or under the spectrum.
But I'm still trying to understand why it appealed to you.
Well, I had started to get more into art. I figured that getting into Make and my mother, we figured that getting into Make would be a good idea for me socially to get my work out there and to improve my skill and have a place for me to spend much of my day as well and help me branch out more.
So, Erica, you're on the autism spectrum. How has Make Studio supported you as an artist?
We have multiple artists per day that come in. Some days are full, some aren't. So one of the primary ways that make assist us is through social interaction with other artists that we may or may not have met through other programs or whatnot across the city. Make also helps us sell our artwork through exhibitions, through getting work into other galleries, through collaborations towards other art museums or programs. Make allows us to learn about a variety of materials, you get new practice with materials, and quite often workshops are held to learn about new skills as well.
Workshops where other artists come and share their approaches?
Right. Though sometimes MAKE also holds workshops for the general public as well.
And you've been an artist at MAKE for how long?
For about 5 years.
About 5 years. Kathy, tell me about the other artists.
We have a total of 30 artists who we support. Our artists work in a variety of different materials and methods. Some work in a three-dimensional fashion with paper mache and found materials, and one of our first artists is renowned for that in the area, Party Man. We have other artists who transform things into new works of art. We have artists who use traditional materials. And again, all of our artists have some kind of disability identified. But really, the emphasis is on their artistry and supporting use of range of materials and doing what they do best.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with visual artist Erica Clark about MAKE Studio, which is celebrating its 8th anniversary tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 4 p.m. Also with us is co-founder Kathy Goucher. Kathy, what does MAKE Studio provide for artists? Erica told us some of it.
Erica did a beautiful job of speaking to what we provide, but we do provide a professional studio space, a gallery space, materials, professional-grade materials for artists. We also provide social supports and vocational supports as needed to artists. So if there's a new material they want to try, if there's a challenge that they're having with a piece and they want to talk it through and get critique, if they're having issue with the actual physicality of the space or navigating the social situations that might arise in the studio, shared studio space, we provide all of that, as well as we provide access to sales and exhibition opportunities in the community.
So tell me more about that business aspect.
Absolutely. What We're always do? Looking for opportunities to partner with fellow local artists and gallery spaces to host and co-host shows. We do host shows in our own gallery space, but we do look for opportunities to do so out in the community at other galleries and throughout the region. It's really important to us to connect our artists with community-based spaces, not only in MAKE Studio, for visibility, for sales opportunities, because all of our artists are making 70% of each sale of their work.
Explain that. If an artist sells a work?
If an artist sells a work, they're receiving 70% of the proceeds. 30% are rolling back into some costs up front to defray some of the costs of framing, providing the materials, and such.
And is there an ongoing sort of fee for using the space?
There is a fee for service, and that really depends on the family, the agency that an artist might be coming to us, or the individual, him or herself. That also helps to defray our operating costs.
Erica, how would you describe the MAKE Studio community? What do you get from the community?
The MAKE Studio community is always a very friendly community. Artists tend to be pretty tight-knit, and we help each other throughout the day. We like talking to each other quite often, either during studio time or lunch, or if you're there at the end of the day, potentially for the Save Your Faves portion, where favorites and hobbies are often discussed.
What kind of favorites?
Well, could be favorite food, what movie you've seen lately, what TV shows, what music, things like that. Any sort of topics that may have come up throughout the day or just been thought up of on the spot.
Do your contacts with other artists affect how you approach your art?
Well, even by just osmosis, they can affect how your art comes across sometimes. Because, of course, when working in a close space with other artists, sometimes your style may come to emulate or borrow influences, even if just slightly, from the artist around you. In terms of perhaps your color, perhaps in terms of your textures, how your line work may come, maybe some subject matter, and a lot of potential ways to get inspired by your fellow artists.
Kathy, tell me more about how MAKE nurtures artists.
We love to help support artists to follow their passions and the materials and methods that they enjoy using, but then helping them to point out, or we're pointing out other things that are happening in the studio, other ways that artists are using materials, other themes that might have an affinity to a way that an artist is working, or relatedness to a way that an artist is working. We also work to encourage them to blog about their artwork and their processes. We have a blog, Save Your Faves, that our artists contribute to regularly, as well as our interns contribute to what they see and are a part of in the studio. So really trying to help them to get their voices out into the community about their artwork and about their process and about the things that they're discovering in the shared studio space, socially, emotionally.
Erica, tell us about your artwork. What medium do you use?
Well, I'll use several mediums, but I'd say that my primary mediums are color pencil and acrylic paint and watercolor paint.
And the subject matter?
Subject matter tends to vary, but tends to be on a more fantastic angle. Often kind of relating to mysticism, gods, fates, sometimes just concepts and ideas. Occasionally, though, I do engage in still lifes or just more common imagery.
What tends to inspire you?
Well, often a lot of mysticism, sometimes what I see on TV, sometimes what I might listen to, sometimes games I play, sometimes just looking outside, and it may just depend on my mood, to be honest.
That's part of how inspiration works, is depending on your mood.
Will
you have a work displayed at the anniversary event?
Yes, I completed a piece about 2 weeks ago that's currently getting framed for the show.
Describe it to me.
It's a piece in watercolor paints and watercolor pencil that's on paper. It depicts a winged woman falling through the sky, or perhaps up to the sky, depending on how you look at it. As the overall feel is kind of mystic and abstract, her wings are coming apart, or perhaps even being rebuilt, depending on how you choose to view the painting. And it can also represent glass. It would represent fragility, freedom, loss of freedom, a lot of potential themes you could see in that painting that even I didn't think of initially when I was coming up with it, but kind of saw and looked into later after I'd completed it.
Kathy, 8 years in, is this what you hoped and expected for MAKE Studio?
Well, of course, we're continuing to evolve, but we're very happy with where we are. We're happy to be in a wonderful building that provides a lot of light and stability to our artists, provides a welcoming space for community, and we hope to welcome many to our exhibition events this weekend. And we have a fabulous group of artists that we work with every day. So I feel very lucky to work with these wonderful coworkers every day. So can't ask for much more.
Kathy, what can people expect at the anniversary event?
Well, there will be cake. We also have a DJ, so we'll have some live music. There will be plenty of art, art representing all 30 of our artists on display and for sale. And it'll be a very festive event. We're looking forward to it.
I can imagine. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Art therapist and MAKE Studio co-founder Kathy Goucher and artist Erica Clark telling us about the MAKE Studio. Its birthday party, go figure, MAKE Studio celebrates our 8th, is tomorrow, February 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. at 3326 Keswick Road in Hamden. We have a link to more details at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Quick break on the record, and when we come back, a strip story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.